Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
That's Bobby Darin, the late, great Bobby Darin, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tracy Eden, president of Commercial Finance Group. And that's cfgroup.net. I said the website wrong last time. cfgroup.com. Tracy, tell us about your company.
Well, basically, we're a 40-year-old asset-based lending / factoring company that targets companies doing revenue from $500,000 in annual revenue to $30 million in annual revenue. So we're looking at startups, companies that are to the point of getting their business off the ground and generating revenue, but have, you know, either ran out of capital because of poor planning, or they've had explosive growth that they didn't anticipate.
What would they need to have in their hands to do business with you?
For us to just get a look-see for a startup would be their some financial statements, which often we're working internally off of whatever their accounting books are, and a detailed accounts receivable aging.
Yeah.
And we typically like to see some kind of paperwork, contracts, mm-hmm. Purchase orders, etc., between them and their customer to understand.
What kind of pain would they be having?
Most often, it is just poor planning. You know, they mm-hmm. they undercapitalized or underestimated the capitalization requirements. We've recently come across more in the last, I think, 12 months, vendor changes that have come back and impacted cash flow. Vendor decides, hey, we're not going to pay you in 30 days anymore. I got to take you to 60 or 90
right.
days.
Yeah.
You know, or
how about this? They don't tell you, they just do it.
True.
That's what happens.
If it's a good product or good customer, you know, they're gonna typically have that conversation, and you know, and then I meant that on the customer side. On the vendor side, where they've made you know, people that they're having to buy products from, they're making them put money down
mm-hmm.
to secure some of the goods, depending mm-hmm. on what they are. So there's a lot affecting a business today that I think complicates the startup process than what it did 15 years, 20 years
so,
ago.
So if you've got a good business model that's working because you got customers and you've got opportunity, contracts, people calling, coming in the door, whatever, the phone's ringing, if you've got that but you're having trouble funding that growth, that's the pain that you solve, isn't it?
Exactly.
And you have multiple options for that. So, give us an example. And folks, Tracy's company, there are other companies out there like his. We're going to use Tracy's company as an example. What would be the first thing that you would likely to put them in? Would it be asset based? Would it be factoring? What would it be?
Well, typically on a small scenario, it would probably be factoring. And the reason being is that often when I get
and 21st startup, 21st century factoring, folks, is not like 20th century factoring.
Here's the difference is I would tell the person that's researching this to ask a few things. One, make sure, are you talking to a company that actually is lending the money themselves
mm-hmm.
and not an intermediary?
Right. That's
two,
a good point.
I would ask them, what do they have behind them? We are institutionally financed, so I have to answer to the audit performance of my company to a bank in order to maintain my line of credit. If I'm borrowing from a hedge fund or a rich uncle or I've got my own money, I don't have to answer to anybody, and that kind of allows me to maybe get a little bit more creative. But that creativity is not always good for the borrower,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then third, I would make sure that when you're getting some level of a commitment from somebody at a company like ours, that commitment has been underwritten, and you're not getting a salesman's perspective mm-hmm. of what they'd like to do, and then they're taking it into credit. When we put out a commitment to a customer, ours is underwritten.
Yeah.
And
that's
there's
good.
Not,
that's
there's
a good
not
point.
A,
that is a really good point, because you could take a what you think is a commitment from a salesperson and go make start making plans and then get rejected in 2 or 3 days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We had a recent deal where a company came to us. He'd had two other companies come through, and there were he needed a short window to be able to get this done in.
Right.
And they stumbled, and we were able to be successful, and it was coming down to whether he could make payroll or not make payroll.
CFGroup.net, ladies and gentlemen, President Tracy Eden. Tracy, good job. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having
Tracy
me.
Tracy Eden, ladies and gentlemen, I told you. We get smarter when Tracy joined us, and so we did. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.